Selling poll, Bojo plays green fiddle to Biden while free world economy burns. By James Delling poll on September 20, 2021. PM to press Biden for bold climate deal, says a headline in the Mail. It describes how Prime Minister Boris Johnson has flown to the U.S. in the hope of galvanizing President Biden into reaching an historic agreement at the UN's COP26 climate summit, which the United Kingdom is hosting in Glasgow this November. But a more accurate headline would be "Moron begs moron to help the free world commit economic suicide." That will be the inevitable effect of whatever desperate fudge the various member nations come up with at the COP26 summit. China, by far the world's biggest emitter of industrial CO2, won't sign up to anything that affects its economic growth, nor will its rival India. Neither country's leader attended Biden's major economies forum on energy and climate at the White House last week. That's how seriously they take it. Nor will President Jair Bolsonaro's Brazil commit to green lunacy. Nor, of course, would Trump's United States have done, had it still been Trump's United States. But unfortunately, it's not, it's Biden's United States now. And Biden, or whoever is running him, is fully on board with the green agenda. And with the economic suicide that inevitably entails. To see what that economic suicide looks like, here's a snapshot from Europe. Britain's looming energy crisis. It is only September, and already the supply of gas and electricity over the winter looks perilous. Just take a selection of headlines from the last week alone. Ireland has frozen power exports to Britain after unpredictable weather sparked a squeeze on supply. We have had to ask the French to send less power across the channel after technical problems with the trading platform threatened a surge in supplies. Two energy suppliers, PFP Energy and Money Plus Energy, stopped trading after struggling to cope with rising power prices, and a whole string of smaller suppliers may collapse before the autumn is over. Two coal power plants were taken off standby amid soaring prices, while nuclear power, long dismissed as a relic of the 1960s and 1970s, was given a boost as its green credentials were reevaluated. The list goes on and on. Britain faces food shortages as energy crisis shuts down factories. Acute food shortages were feared last night after high gas prices forced most of Britain's commercial production of carbon dioxide to shut down. The closure of two fertilizer plants in northern England and others in Europe has left the food and drink industry facing a shortage of carbon dioxide, which is a byproduct of fertilizer manufacturing. The gas is critical to the production and transport of a range of products, from meat to bread, beer and fizzy drinks. The meat industry estimates that businesses can carry on for less than 2 weeks before carbon dioxide stocks run out. And the rest of Europe is facing similar problems. Europe is bracing for a tough winter as an energy crisis that's been years in the making leaves the continent relying on the vagaries of the weather. Faced with surging gas and electricity prices, countries from the UK to Germany will need to count on mild temperatures to get through the heating season. Europe is short of gas and coal, and if the wind doesn't blow, the worst-case scenario could play out: widespread blackouts that force businesses and factories to shut. The unprecedented energy crunch has been brewing for years, with Europe growing increasingly dependent on intermittent sources of energy such as wind and solar while investments in fossil fuels declined. It could get very ugly unless we act quickly to try to fill every inch of storage, said Marco Alvera, chief executive officer of Italian energy infrastructure company Snam Spa. You can survive a week without electricity, but you can't survive without gas. It cannot be stressed often enough that this crisis is man-made, unnecessary and entirely driven by green ideology. We needed fracking and cheap nuclear. What we got were more expensive, unreliable, destructive bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes. When the great Christopher Booker was still alive and chronicling the ever-spiraling lunacies of the climate-industrial complex, he used to argue that this could not go on forever. Sooner or later, political and economic reality would hit home. But Booker did not live long enough to witness the globalist coup conducted during the 2020-21 COVID pandemic. Had he done so, he would have realized that our ruling elites simply do not care about the consequences of trying to impose their pie-in-the-sky, green fantasies on their hapless electorates, because they no longer care what ordinary people think. Everything the establishment media tells you about the environment is packed with lies. Everything politicians tell you about the importance of their environmental policies is packed with lies. Especially if the politician's name is Boris Johnson. Our ruling elites have set the controls for the heart of the sun. We're doomed. And it's not as though some of us didn't warn you.